Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Any static, take it up with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey kids, it is Bleak here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks for dropping by. It's I'm live. Yes, I am. There was a fire alarm like right before the show, and did not have time to put all my ducks in order. That's okay. We're gonna be playing for you a track from Tom DiMuzio and Wobbly called Venom, and then I got some more special features for you today. Bought a rare 12-inch that I am going to be playing tonight, so I'm going to look forward to that. And we're going to be playing some of Morgan Fisher's miniatures, so be there for that. So without much further ado, let me get into DiMuzio and Wobbly and a track called Venom on Exquisite Corpse Radio. We'll be right back. here we are, Exquisite Corpse Radio. This is DJ Bleak in... did you want to say anything?
Anything.
Thank you.
I can say anything to you.
In here, in the booth with Luke Meats.
Hello. So it's, people are getting sick of the sound of my voice. I've been on the air all day.
Pleasure.
But we covered the whole back to school thing and stuff. But it was pretty groovy.
Cool.
A lot of fresh young faces wanting to hang out and learn how radio works. It's pretty cool.
And how does it work?
Well, I talk into this, and it's heard by almost 25 people.
That is even surprising to me, I tell you.
What was that?
So it was what, opening?
It was the open house today, basically. Open so house. We have a whole bunch of kids in. We take them a tour around the station. In the lounge, we've got a turntable console set up where you can learn how to be a super fantastic dance DJ and stuff like that. We have more than competent people teaching you how to beat match and juggle beats and scratch and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah. Well, sounded like fun.
It was. It was very fun. Who was that, though?
That was DiMuzio and Wobbly. And track called Venom. And that is from a show they did, evidently. It is based on original music composed, performed, and recorded by Dagmar Krauss, Fred Frith, and Chris Cutler.
Whoa, those are some heavy hitters.
And it's performed in concert, on radio, and in studio by Thomas DiMuzio and John Lydecker, who's Wobbly.
Yeah.
So,
I think, Chris Cutler and Fred Frith were originally in Henry Cow.
Yeah,
which
I believe
is the kind of prog rock classic. So that probably might be a Henry Cow adaptation there, if you will.
It could be. I haven't looked that up. But there is a Fred Frith. I never really studied that. I'm saying 11.
11.
Let's go to 11. What was I going to tell you? Yes, speaking of Fred Frith, there is a track I have on a fairly rare 12-inch from 1986 with Fred Frith filling in on guitar, or what sounds to me like bass, more likely.
And speaking of Chris Cutler, are we allowed... You want to get into this yet? Or, you want to talk about it later?
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Boy. If you were a fan of this gentleman's show, or of mine, I don't want to shamelessly plug mine as well, but holy cow, the third weekend of October, you are in for a oral treat. What is the actual event called?
It is called Copyright Copy Left, and it is from Vancouver New Music. They're putting it on. And it is artists in the field of appropriations and recontextualizations. There's artists coming to town starting Wednesday the 21st. Of October, Andrew O'Connor from Toronto, then Jackson Two Bears, Victoria, and John Oswald from Toronto. That's on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you got Eric Hedeker of Vancouver, DJ Tapes of Vancouver, and Chris Cutler, who we just mentioned.
That's going to be amazing.
And then People Like Us,
and
also known as Vicky Bennett.
So
too.
Our marriage to our wives are basically over.
Yeah,
you know, Vicky in person is just that's it. Yeah, and then you and I will eventually kill each other over her.
Yeah,
you know, she does not know the path that she's gonna the path of destruction that she's gonna cause.
This is when I run off with Vicky and you attempt to kill me.
Yeah, something like that.
Friday, Sonarchy, Holtzkopf and Scanner, and then David Shea appear from Out of Nothing. And Saturday, ending off this series, Mark Hostler of Negative Land. I mean, oh my God. And then Yuri Crane of the U.S.
So, asking us to evaluate this festival is like asking Republicans to evaluate church, you know?
Yeah. As if they know anything about morality.
Stay on target.
Yeah, I know. So in front of me, I have Morgan Fisher's miniatures, which I tracked down and found. And it is Morgan Fisher. Let me just tell you this: in 1980, as the owner of his own record label and studio, Morgan was overwhelmed by the number of ideas he thought up for albums that he could now record and release. But realizing it was impossible to do everything he conceived, he decided to see how many of these ideas could he include on one album. Rather than record the music himself, he invited 50 musicians who he admired to send tracks of up to 1 minute in length. They responded with unanimous enthusiasm, as well as receiving tapes through the mail from all over the world. Morgan also picked up his Revox tape recorder and went to several musicians' homes to record them there. Original artwork for the album was contributed by the notorious Ralph Steadman. The album is an astonishing survey of the cutting-edge music of the period and includes such gems as The Residents singing a song from South Pacific, Robert Wyatt singing a Frank Sinatra song, David Bedford compressing Wagner's Ring Cycle.
Wagner, huh?
I said Wagner.
You did. Robert Wagner.
I always call Robert Wagner because he killed Natalie Wood. Fred Frith, shrinking the entire works of Henry Cow.
Hey, there it comes full circle. Oh, look at that.
I tell you. And you can't ask for a better segue. Robert Fripp playing a keyboard. Wow. Andy Partridge of XTC. Offering the history of rock and roll
it's Eddie
in 20
Partridge
seconds.
Of the Partridge family.
Danny Partridge of the Partridge, no. And Ralph Steadman singing a John Donne poem. And R.D. Lang playing the piano. Martin Chambers of the Pretenders lecturing on ornithology while drumming. Pete Seeger playing Beethoven on the banjo. Among other things. So let's start the segment here with The Residents. Of course. And The Residents with We're a Happy Family plus Bali High on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.
Now, Mr. Fisher, before I pull your tooth out, would you like a little something for the pain?
Yes, I think I'll have gas.
I'm sorry, sir, we've only got electric lights.
Now, if you want a tooth out, I'm the man to do the job. I make it entertaining, and I only charge $10. When I pull, I play a melody. So every time you scream and shout, it sounds like harmony.
Tell you, honey. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. So, let's briefly summarize what we know, shall we? The 50s. The 60s. The 70s. And finally, the 80s. Thank you, and good night.
There will now be a 1 minute interval.
What's yours, old son?
I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to move on. We're a bit pushed for time. Too late. Everybody's got in ahead of us.
The basic idea is very interesting. But the task of producing something valid within such restrictions...
Speaking personally, it would have made a good 30-second sketch. But it needs pruning.
Yes.
The second half will begin in just under 25
seconds. Excuse me.
Hey, do you mind not shoving?
Sorry, but the second half's about the beginning.
What, already? And they're not allowing anyone in after the beginning?
Oh, I'm afraid the call of nature must take precedence. Excuse me. Come on, drink up, gentlemen.
Well, that's ridiculous. They've hardly had time to shift the setting.
How do you shift the bare essentials?
The second half will begin in just under 12 seconds.
I'm my bloody zip stuck.
Yeah, you can tear it up later. Come on.
The second half is about to...
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry. This clamor, he creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound. Tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR Vancouver on your dial at 101.9 FM on your computer at CITR.ca and in your ears in the brain. I think we heard some tracks from Morgan Fisher's Miniatures. Maybe we can get back to some a bit later there. We started it with The Residents, We're a Happy Family, and Bally High, which I don't know if I heard that in there or not. Andy Newman, Andy Thunderclap Newman with Andy the Dentist. Neil Innes and Son with Come On, Feel the Noise. Fred Frith playing something called The Entire Works of Henry Cow. Heard Steve Miller, believe it or not, a track called Alice. It was the piano piece. And then I got really confused. Yeah, Alejandro Vignao, An Imaginary Orchestrina. And the last track, Andy Partridge after that with A History of Rock and Roll. The History of Rock and Roll. Phantom Captain did Breather that ended that segment off, and that was enjoyable stuff from Morgan Fisher's Miniatures. And hopefully, maybe we can get back to some later. It's good stuff. I'm going to use it. Right now, I've got something that I alluded to before. Joshua Freed emerged from New York's downtown experimental music and East Village performance art scenes of the 1980s. His full-length Headphone Follies completed its 12-week run at Art Center in 2001. This is at Echo, New York. Okay. What else can I tell you about it? There's a lot of stuff here. He played several shows in New York, including playing at The Kitchen. And it was one of the highlights of the 1997 Lincoln Center Out of Doors Festival. Freed's 30-minute Welcome to the Icebox, commissioned by Danish Radio and recorded in at Danish Broadcasting Corporation Studios, recently premiered on Danish Radio and at Sound Gallery, 25 loudspeakers permanently installed in Copenhagen's main town square. Freed put together in 1986 a track called Jimmy Because, a big 12-inch single with guest guitarist Fred Frith, who comes up again. When was released by Atlantic Records, he is a remix producer on dance records by They Might Be Giants, Chaka Khan, and Ofra Haza. And Freed is a recipient of numerous various awards, including 1994 NEA Composers Fellowship, 2 NYFA New York Federation for the Arts Fellowships, a 1996 Artist Residency at Rockefeller Foundation, Bellagio Center on Lake Como, Italy, and McDowell, Yaddo, and Gerasi Colony Fellowships. Okay. There's a lot of information on Joshua Freed. It's spelled like fried, Joshua Freed. So if you look up, you can find that. This is a track that I had on tape from a tape that I made of a college radio station in Tacoma that I would DJ at for a few years, KUPS. This was somebody else's show that I was taping, so when I heard this track and had it on tape, I listened to it for years, always assuming that it was Laurie Anderson. Because of the subject matter, because of the experimental nature of it, and the... you'll hear what I'm talking about, I'm sure. So, without much further ado, Joshua Freed's track, Jimmy Because, and this is one of the remixes from the 12-inch that I special ordered, just for me and you, on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Now, through an amazing process called personal time reselection, you can relive the happiest 5 minutes of your life once every hour. My name is Minnie because my name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Jimmy because 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 my name is Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. Hi, I'm Bob Apparatus. Hi, I'm Bob Apparatus. Hi, I'm Bob Apparatus. Why? Because. My name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Jimmy because 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 my name is Jimmy. My name is...
For those people back in the 1980s. Thank God for those people back in the 1980s. The highway shining in the sun,
flight, the mountains of the Coast Range rising on the other side, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone to hunt on the other side, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone hiked the mountains of the Coast Range. But I couldn't completely neglect the beauty around me. Pacific out there on one side of the highway shining in the sun, like the mountains of the Pacific out there on one side of the highway shining in the sun, like the mountains of the Coast Range rising on the other side. And I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone 100 years from now would be. And I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone.
Come on, folks. Let's tell folks what you really do for a living.
I was given an assignment to write a letter. I was to go into a time capsule. Completely neglect the beauty around me. What it would be like for, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, and I found myself wondering what it would be like for someone, wondering if someone, with that thought, I realized what a job I had would. George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country, and Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. A wonderful experience. You know, George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country, and Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. A wonderful experience. You know, George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country, and Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. A wonderful experience. You know, George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country, and Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. A wonderful experience. Us, the country, have met young America. Met your sons and daughters. George Bush and I have a wonderful experience. Have met your sons and daughters. Try to complete the new beginning. George Bush and I have last few wonderful experience. We have met your sons and daughters.
President, I am obliged to cut you off there.
Thank God for those people back in the 1980s. Those people back in the 1980s. For preserving our freedom. For saving for us this blessed planet called Earth. For saving for us this blessed planet called Earth with all its grandeur and its beauty. Pacific out there on one side of the highway shining in the sun, like the mountains of the Coast Range rising on the other side. And I thought, you know, I am grateful to all of you for giving me the opportunity to serve you for these 4 years. And George Bush and I have crisscrossed the country. We have met young America. We have met your sons and daughters. Exiled some, they jailed some, they murdered some. We have met young America. We have exiled some, they jailed some, they murdered some.
Mr. President, I am obliged to cut you off there.
George Bush, who I think is one of the finest vice presidents this country has ever had.
Mr. President, I am obliged to cut you off there.
George Bush, Bush and I have Bush. George Bush and I have George Bush. George Bush and I have George Bush and I have George Bush and I have
President, I am obliged to cut you off there.
Thank you.
About volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Hi there, this is Exquisite Corpse on CITR. Thanks for coming. DJ Bleak in with you live tonight. Catch up on what we've been hearing. Last track there, Blank Dogs. Surveillance Man from the First 2 Weeks. EP called The First 2 Weeks from Blank Dogs. Play them every week now. My current obsession, you know. Vivian Girls, Tell the World. Vivian Girls, who I saw just 3 or 4 days ago, I guess, at Bumper Shoot down in Seattle. It was a very keen show. There's a lot of people that are wondering, why is the sound so bad? And then the sound man is like, I can't do anything about it, man. He's talking to this guy who's complaining about the sound. Why does the sound so bad? It's awful. Like, well, they're running their mics through their guitar amps, and it was funny, because it's obviously you haven't listened to Vivian Girls before. This is what they do. This is lo-fi. F'd up lo-fi. Good stuff. And I liked it. Tell the World. Saw them do that song before I had to scurry off to another event that was happening. Steve Fisk was before that with Terrible Weapons from a kind of a compendium of Steve Fisk stuff K Records put out many years ago now. Over and Through the Night from Steve Fisk, Terrible Weapons. We heard Joshua Freed, told you all about that. Ordered the vinyl and got it in, especially for this show. I've been wanting to play this for years on this station, and I got a cramp, leg cramp, right here in the studio, live on air. And you were there. You can tell your friends that you heard it first on CITR. Steve Fisk, what was I saying? Joshua Freed, Jimmy Because, a remix from the Jimmy Because 12-inch. and I'm trying to get to some Gang Gang Dance. I have another amusing Bumbershoot story about Gang Gang Dance. Probably just amusing to me, not to anybody else. I don't know. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I want to be playing for you now some People Like Us. And People Like Us is going to be one of the acts coming to that thing Luke and I were talking about, the copyright, copy wrong. Was it? Copyright, copy left. Yeah. I forgot already. What's the matter with me? Copyright, copy left. I'll tell you about more of that on the concert calendar. Coming up soon. This is People Like Us, and a little track I really like called The Duty Waltz. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, that's not it. In fact, oh no, this tone has got to be marked completely wrong. So, something's wrong. Let's hear Fantagram, which we were just about hearing anyway. Instead, I don't know. Sorry. Fantagram and Running from the Cops. Fantagram and running from the cops. One of my favorite singles for the last couple months here, you know. So I did find the People Like Us track I wanted. This is the Duty Waltz from her release called Abridged Too Far on, well, CITR. People Like Us in there, and the Duty Waltz from Abridged Too Far from People Like Us, who will be coming to town soon. And I want to get to this Gang Gang Dance track. I went to see Gang Gang Dance at the Bumbershoot.
Abu Hur, the father of terror, the Arabs call it. Always gazing eastward.
And part of it in the background for you. So...
I made myself. It's absolutely true. I did. I made it myself.
Okay. So, Gang Gang Dance. Yeah, when I was standing in line at Bumbershoot for Gang Gang Dance, there were teenagers in front of me and behind me, long line. And I heard somebody speaking to somebody else in line that, oh, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's hip-hop. I mean, the name is Gang Gang Dance. So, yeah, Gang Gang Dance came on stage. There's a crowd gathered at the stage, all anxiously awaiting the hip-hop that would come frustratingly nowhere near. So I saw that the teens were filtering out with glazed looks on their eyes, and it was very humorous. One of my favorite moments at the Bumbershoot this year. So, yeah, Gang Gang Dance started up, and it was a beautiful thing, and we're going to be hearing Gang Gang Dance right now in the background. And up front, as soon as I'm stopped soon as I'm done yakking here. The earthquake that frees prisoners from Gang Gang Dance Raw War. Three-song EP here.
Well, apartment, you know, where they operate it. And there's this radio, and I turned on the radio. Like, all these crazy songs came on it. All these crazy songs came on it. All these crazy songs came on it. Oh, it's so fucking out of my mind. My first view from above was absolutely astounding. It was a symphony of singing from every mosque, every minaret. You see this smoke and then dust. High, high, on the rooftops. High, high, on the rooftops.
And some Gang Gang Dance there for you, from Raw War. Raw War. And track called The Earthquake That Frees Prisoners. Before that, People Like Us and The Duty Waltz. It's about time. I wanted to tell you again in during my little segment where I announce upcoming events. And what I want to do again is it's related to this show and somewhat related in that we play this a lot of this stuff. The Copyright Copyleft Fest from put on by Vancouver New Music. This goes on from 21st of October to the 24th. And if you didn't hear it before, Wednesday 21st, festival opening featuring Andrew O'Connor from Toronto using reel-to-reel tape machines and whatnot. There's a lot of info here I can't even get to. Jackson Two Bears from Victoria, John Oswald from Toronto. You must know about Oswald, don't ya? Coined the phrase Plunderphonics by doing his own Plunderphonics works, of course, which met up with lots of acclaim and lots of lawsuits aplenty. And on the next day, on the 22nd, Eric Hedeker of Vancouver and DJ Tapes of Vancouver, Chris Cutler from the UK, and People Like Us, also known as Vicky Bennett, on the 22nd. On the 23rd, you got Sonarchy, Holtzkopf, Scanner, and David Shea. And on the 24th, Mark Hostler of Negative Land, Adventures in Illegal Art, Creative Media Resistance, and Negative Land. And Yuri Crane from the U.S. And also on Saturday the 24th, that day at the Scotiabank Dance Center, this all takes place, a discussion about copyright, copyleft, intellectual property rights, and art with Peter Hatch, Doug Horn, Mark Hostler, Martha Rands, and Aja Rose Band, and Kate Milbury, moderated by Kate Milbury. So, little info for you. Did not feel the need to reach out to us. Don't know why. Don't like us. Let's get to what we usually do in the realm of the doggone Olympic stuff. From Vancouver Sun, Don't Fear Olympic Torch Protests, from Miro Cernatig, I believe it's pronounced, which sure my belief is completely off base. A modern Olympics is as tightly controlled as scripted, as pre-designed and sanitized as a royal tour going through Disneyland. Olympic Games officials welcome the unpredictable only on the field of competition. But there is one moment when the Olympic image makers, who so carefully guard their multi-billion dollar brand, start to get nervous. The torch run. Tradition dictates the sacred flame, as it is called, must be relayed through a host of country by designated torch runners, with the runs now, who then trot through crowds. This is the moment when the Olympic security bubble does not prevail. During every torch run, Olympic organizers have the same fear. Will the sacred flame be obstructed? Will the event be used by protesters to make political points? Could someone snuff out the torch or even hijack it? Vancouver's Olympic Organizing Committee is now feeling that angst with the start of a 55,000-kilometer torch relay set for October 22nd. There are rumblings some of Canada's Aboriginals will use the moment to stage protests to grab international attention. How dare they get in our way? In Ontario, young people from the Iroquois Six Nations recently questioned their leaders about why they were allowing the torch to be run through their territory when the games are on stolen native land. A website, No Vancouver 2010 Olympics on No Vancouver 2010 Olympics on stolen native land at no2010.com, is trying to drum up support for protests, and key Aboriginal leaders haven't exactly been throwing water on the hotheads. So some of the concerns coming up on the event we're all looking forward to. And we must be looking forward to it because we've been paying a lot of money for it. Okay, well, that's about it. I'm going to leave you now with the track from the various artists, Lesson 666. It is... It's all Canadian women audio artists and electroacoustic artists. So we're going to hear a track from Cyan called Foss or Fossy. I don't know. And it's put out by the Canadian Council for the Arts. So you know, Lesson, L-E-S-O-N 666. Which is the mark of you-know-who. That's right, Dick Cheney. All right, until next week, my friends, remember, the future is bleak. And keep it lit. Good night.